This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Organist Gary Brunati has been playing music since he picked up an accordion at the age of 9. As a young man, he played in rock, R&B, and soul bands. But when he heard the jazz organ of greats like Jimmy Smith, he knew he found his calling. He went on to study and teach at the prestigious Berklee College of Music and has been writing, arranging, performing, and recording ever since. Gary moved to North Carolina in 1997. His trio performs every Monday night at the BU Cafe just down the street here in Durham. Gary Brunati joins me in the studio now along with John Hanks on drums and Kevin Van Sant on the guitar. Welcome to all of you. Great to have all of you here.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having us, Frank.
Good to have you here. So, 9 years old, the accordion. Was this a big instrument around the house? What prompted you to pick that thing up?
It was in Minnesota, absolutely. They came around to the houses. My uncle played, and then my mother thought, well, accordion lesson, let's get him going on this. So polkas and waltzes, yeah.
Wow. So did you ever accompany Garrison Keillor?
That was before Garrison Keillor, actually.
Wow. Now what got you then? Were you playing kind of jazz stuff? Because the accordion is really kind of suited to jazz.
There can be jazz, yeah, some jazz. No, I switched to rock and roll on an organ first, and then into the, I finally found the Hammond organ and got into that for some R&B bands back in the late 60s and switched to organ.
But you must have been serious about music because you went to the Berklee School, right?
Right. That's when I realized I loved jazz, and I said, well, I got to learn how to do this because at that point I didn't even know what put the stem on what side of the note head, you know, of music back then.
So. So you didn't know anything about music, and therefore you didn't know, except to your ear, what right. It was that would distinguish jazz from other forms, right?
That's right. I played by ear a lot. That was exactly it. And so then I said, I got to learn this. And Berklee did teach me all that. I've written about 20 big band charts and everything now out of that.
So. Well, let's find out what you learned. Will you play a song for us?
Yeah, this is a Jimmy Smith tune, actually, and it's kind of fitting for Durham here, which has a great central market. It's called Mustard Greens. Jimmy Smith, my favorite organist. So this is Mustard Greens. 2, 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Gary Bernotti Trio here on the State of the Truo, the Truo, the True Trio of Gary Bernotti here on the State of Things, along with, we've got Kevin Van Zandt on the guitar and John Hanks on the drums. You play every Monday night at the BU in Durham. That song, Mustard Greens by Jimmy Smith, is really where you hear the blues roots of jazz, don't you?
That's it. Jimmy Smith, he came up in the 50s, really, switched from piano to organ and started the whole jazz movement on Hammond organ, yeah.
And without getting too geeky about this, so what is the difference? How do we make the transition from blues music, from music that we consider melodic, followable, listenable, whistleable, to a jazz that over the decades then has become not listenable? You don't hum a few bars and everybody hums along, that change in melody or lyricism, that kind of a break.
Well, you also had the other jazz, all the standard songs like the George Gershwins and Duke Ellingtons and stuff, and they kind of merged together in people, especially out of the bebop era from the late 40s and 50s, which is when Jimmy came out of the bebop and playing blues as well and all the church music. So you put it all together, and then you get that bluesy sound with some good melodies.
Why is that? I don't want to get to the distinction sometimes get in the way, but why would that be jazz and not blues?
The way the lines move a little more, I guess. They have a lot of chromaticism in them and different harmonies than just straight blues, usually just three chords. We had a little bit more than that in this particular blues, yeah.
Play another song for us?
Yeah, I also like to take standard songs and rearrange them. This one's from The Wizard of Oz, and this is called If I Only Had a Brain, kind of reharmonized and samba eyes. We've put it to a samba feel.
Fantastic. Gary Bernotti is here live on the State of Things. He joins us with John Hanks on drums, Kevin Van Zandt on the guitar. You can hear him every Monday night at the BU Cafe in Durham. A song called If I Only Had a Brain, coming after it does, after our week in review, looking back at the news. So many jokes, so little time. If I Only Had a Brain. Well, and I know that you really want to revive, Durham, Raleigh, Chapel Hill, music is huge here, live music especially, but you think probably not enough attention paid to jazz.
I agree, and we're all three from Durham, actually. All three of us live here, and the BU is a great place because they do jazz Thursdays and Fridays, and I'm trying to get the tradition of the Monday night like they have in New York City, the Village Vanguard, and a club in called the Green Mill in Chicago, you know. So we want to get that going. And they love organ around here, which is great. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's music. I think that's the thing. And you know, sort of I struggle with these categories. And is that our problem in some ways? If I see jazz on the bill, I think, oh, I don't like jazz or something like that. I mean, is that kind of our problem as listeners?
Yeah, there's different kinds of jazz. It's funny because you hear it in all the restaurants and you hear it on the radio in between commercials and stuff. But, yeah, and there's a lot of great musicians like Kevin and John. They're just wonderful players, you know, in this city. So,
and when it goes, and that's the other beauty of jazz, we can take a song and rearrange it and bring these kind of complex tones and colors to all the music. You can get into the more conceptual stuff, which is gorgeous because you can sit down, think about it, and hear it, make it, and it has a different effect on you. But I think what you can do with the song and how you can arrange it, what's your approach to arranging a standard like that for jazz?
Well, you know, the movie originally, and then I say, well, what can I do with it? And I'm a fan of Brazilian, so I try it to a samba right away. And, of course, then I have to mess with the harmony a little because the original ones were for the original movie. And so I go there. I've done that to a few different songs. Like I've taken a Brazilian samba and turned around and made it into a swing song or a jazz waltz, you know, something like that.
So it's not just changing the rhythm. You said that the harmonies are affected, even though that's something that occurs to the ear and not necessarily to the heartbeat, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the melodies, people will identify the melody, but then if you stick a new harmony under it, all of a sudden it gets a different color, like this one did. You know?
You play something else for us?
Yeah, we're going to go back and do an old standard. This one's called Bye Bye Blackbird, and again, I'm a fan of the Jimmy Smith kind of arrangement, so you'll know this song instantly, Bye Bye Blackbird.
One, two, one, two, three.
Gary Brunati on the organ, John Hanks on drums, Kevin Van Sant on the guitar. You can hear him every Monday night at the BU Cafe on Main Street in downtown Durham. Thanks so much for being on the show. Going to give you time to play us out, but I want to thank you all for being on the show.
Thank you. This is fun. Great.
Great to have you here. BU Cafe, Monday nights. Gary Brunati, and that's the State of Things for today. You find us on the web, stateofthings.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Once again, Gary Brunati.
Monkeying around. One, two, a one, two, three.